let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Want to review of the sci-fi horror action novel Night of the Phantom, Episode 1 by Carlos Manuel Reynosa, says that readers who like urban fantasy with a strong dose of grisly realism may find a new favorite hero to follow in Phantom. Perception is a dangerous tool to obtain. It could turn the innocent into the guilty, a sinner into a saint, and the murderer into a hero. But what happens when you are given the ability to create your own perception? Will you be proven right or will you be proven wrong? Find out what Nick Solitario does in the first episode of the future series Night of the Phantom. Carlos Reynosa, a graduate of Keene University with a BA in communications and print journalism, inspired by comic books, movies, and mythology, Carlos learned the gift of storytelling at a young age and developed his skill in high school through poetry. Carlos Reynosa, author of Night of the Phantom, Episode 1, is with us on This Week in America. Carlos, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to invite me. Thank you.
Well, it is our pleasure. Everybody excited about Night of the Phantom, Episode 1, and I'm looking forward to talking about it on the program today. Mention the background in poetry, and you decided to write this book. What was the inspiration in writing Night of the Phantom?
Night of the Phantom came from when I was very young. I was always reading mythology, always reading comic books, superheroes, Greek mythology.
Yes.
And I would always imagine, well, what if I created a character? What situation he would? And then eventually it developed into my own story, my own hero. And it just went on from there. And I just started my writing through poetry, going through day-to-day high school in St. Mary's of the Assumption. And from there, I graduated from doing essays. I graduated from getting me out of high school, and also graduating from Keene University, and where I could focus on more on my story.
You know, and the focus has paid off. Everybody loves the Night of the Phantom, Episode 1. We're talking with the author, Carlos Reynosa, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon. You can find it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll talk about the development of the storyline, the development of the character. Perception, as I mentioned, plays such an important part in the story, Night of the Phantom. Why is perception an important content, do you believe, especially in a superhero book?
Well, in superhero, perception is very good in real life because it's based how we judge people. And
yes,
sometimes when it's misperceived, we will get the wrong impression about the person, therefore make decisions that were necessary made. And that's why I kind of want to write this book, even though it is a superhero book. I wanted the reader to understand how powerful perception is, how this character, Nick, chose to be a hero and not like a cop or a secret agent or something, why he chose this. And this is all based on the perception that was perceived on him.
And it's interesting because then you start thinking about perception. And as they say, perception is reality. It's a topic you delve into during the storyline for Night of the Phantom, Episode 1. I want to talk about that specifically, but everybody reading it wants to know if there's going to be more. What other books are you working on?
Well, depending on the success of the book, I am going to publish the follow-up. Will be called Consequences of the Phantom. A third one, if that's successful. And I'm also writing right now a project, which I'm hoping to have it published next year.
Ooh, that's exciting. So many things that you've got going. It has to be an exciting time as a writer. All of a sudden, you've got these all these vehicles out there and getting excellent press coverage and excellent reviews. Night of the Phantom, Episode 1, that's available at Amazon. You can link on directly, by the way, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The author is Carlos Reynosa, R-E-Y-N-O-S-A. Do you think, as you're reading the story and the focus on perception, is the story relatable today in particular, do you think?
Oh, yes. When it comes to perception, it's totally relatable. Because nowadays with media, with and cell phones, everyone taking the picture, everyone and they memeing and all that. That's all based on perception and how the person's perceived that person, and sometimes that affects a person's life. So for it definitely would affect today's world.
Yeah, it's interesting when you say that. Somebody that's captured on camera at an awkward moment in their life, taken out of context, maybe not even reflective of what happened, that's the picture that will stay with them. That is the perception of who this person is. It's a fascinating topic. Nick is the main character we talk about in the book. What are some of the perceptions of Nick and why so many? Because it seems like there are a lot of perceptions that are tied to him.
Well, because he's shy and keeps to himself, that's because of his upbringing. So, as a result, the people around him who don't know how to respond to that just create a perception of its own. And everyone who's been in high school, you know, if you talk to three people, you get five different perceptions of you. And God forbid if you ever try to correct those perceptions. But,
Well, yes. And you tap into that. We've all been through that for some decades ago, been through that where it's hard enough being in high school and when you don't fit in. And he really doesn't have a safe haven at home either, does he, to try to go into hide out and to feel safe.
right, and if you read in the prologue of the story, you understand why that was. He doesn't understand why, but the reader does, and so you have to. So in a way, you kind of enjoy read the story, see what path he takes because of that.
Let's talk about some of the other characters in there. Lindy Zinn, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. Explain who Lindy is.
Lindy Shinjin is the girl he has a crush on. She's not exactly the popular girl, but she's not ignored as well, and he comes attracted to her and kind of motivates him to be the better person once he establishes powers, and of course, you know, she has a jealous boyfriend that bullies Nick as a result of it. So she becomes a main character in future books as well.
One of the main characters, also Ice. Talk about Ice and his relationship with Nick.
Well, Ice is that's actually the school bully and also Lindy's boyfriend, who through hopefully if the book becomes successful, I could get more details about his character, where he came from. But as of right now, he's just a bully to Nick, and that's up to a point where he's like, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? So he's. Based on that perception, he tries to attempt to fight the bully with his powers, and as of course that comes with the consequences, and it's a matter of if he's willing to own up to that consequence or not.
Which is an important storyline that runs through the book, Night of the Phantom, Episode 1. Carlos Reynosa, the author, is our guest on the program. Talk about how we get to the Phantom. Talk about Nick and how Nick becomes the Phantom without giving away too much of the storyline.
Well, he gets it through by accident. At least in his mind, it was by accident. Hopefully in later stories, that will be explained as well. And then once he develops them, he develops them in weird, he learns about them in weird ways. And then once he accepts them, he starts practicing them and starts seeing how he can use it for his daily life, like defending himself against the bullies, his family, away and the girl he loves. So it's a struggle. By learning his powers, he learns himself
Well, yeah.
and whether he can change or not.
You think, oh, it'd be nice to have these superpowers and I can get even with everybody. But talk about revenge is something else that creeps into this as well. Just how far do you go? Should you go?
Right. And with him, he's by himself, so he has no one telling him or no one guiding him what to
Yes.
do. Even with his mother, there was really no guidance there. So that's why it's like, you know, it's very important how you talk to someone, how you understand someone. You know, you just can't just perceive someone. You have to learn about the person as well.
The book is very fast-paced. Talk about that as a writer. Once you've got the story there, really to keep it interesting and moving, to hold our attention, The pacing there is excellent. Talk about the challenges of writing, taking the story, making it fast paced, so you're moving the story along rapidly.
When I was writing, I thought I was actually taking a long time, especially the period where I had a writer's block somewhere in college. So am I glad that it turned out to be fast paced? I'm glad everybody's able to read, understand it. It was such a struggle to get it out there and to make it readable.
Interesting. You talk about the writer's block, and it's always fascinating. And writers talk about that wall that they hit from time to time. How did you, when you hit the block, how did you unblock that? How did you work your way out of that?
Well, there's many tricks. Write something else. Listen to music. My situation was a scene where he had to, how he would learn a certain power, because none of it made sense until, so I took some time off, wrote something else, listened to music, went back to where I got the ideas in the first place, and that's for what inspired me to write in the first place, which is the movies, the comics, the Greek mythology, and it just came to me, and once I figured it out, you know, it just snapped, and then I was able to continue the story.
So the key to that, if you hit writer's block, whether you're writing a book or a term paper or a letter, just walk away from it, and eventually it'll start coming back into your consciousness, and you'll be able to go back and finish it, which you were able to do very well. Night of the Phantom, episode 1, by our guest on the program, Carlos Reynosa. The book's available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. One of the reviews, one of the many favorable reviews, says, drawing inspiration from plenty of superhero lore that precedes this story, this book blends many ideas that may be familiar to fans of comic books into something new. Talk about that. The idea of superheroes in book form been around forever. How do you take that and spin it into something new that will grab our attention, that will stick out from all of the others out there?
Well, when I was growing up, from the heroes of today and heroes in the past, you know, they always, why it was so interesting now is because you never know the origin. So now to today's world, everyone's doing the origin. I'm doing the origin first and then the actions, which is kind of new. Also, like, learning that, you know, you just don't put on a uniform and then boom, you're a superhero. There's actually a process, there's a training, there's mistakes, and this character is learning all the mistakes of being a superhero or just simply hiding his powers. So,
well, yeah, that's
kind of a
I was just gonna say, that's one of the interesting aspects. It's not like, okay, now suddenly he's the Phantom and has all these powers. He struggles, doesn't he, to try to figure out what this is and what to do with it, how to use it.
Yes, it's very challenging, which is why everyone's so into the heroes today, because you're learning how that happened, how did, you know, so this is just pretty much fast-forwarding whatever Pastorius was.
Yes. We got a couple minutes left, going by way quickly with Carlos Reynoso. The book is Night of the Phantom, Episode 1. Talk about some of the influences that you had as you were growing up and writing that maybe shaped who you are today as a writer. Who were some of the influences?
My influence was my entire family. We used to spend nights telling stories to each other, or spending time my parents, they came from Guatemala, so they always tell me how it was like in Guatemala, how they had to adjust from here to there. So that was always been my one source. But heroes, you know, in this situation, I looked for darker heroes like Batman, Crow, Shadow, and movies, thrillers, all-time sources get combined. And, of course, Greek mythology, Hercules, the Odyssey.
Oh, yes.
All
been an influence in the shaping the career of Carlos Reynosa, our guest on the program, author of the book Night of the Phantom, Episode 1. What all are you working on now? You've got the superhero thing that you've got going in excellent reviews. Started with poetry. What all are you working on?
I want to work on all genres because, I want to push my limits. I want to see where it can go. So the story I'm writing right now is more of a Mean Girls movie, but with a darker twist.
Interesting.
Or if you're a fan of the 80s, it Heathers, but also with a darker twist.
Interesting. So I'm anxious to see how you're coming with that, and hopefully we'll have a chance to chat about that as well. What has this experience been like writing Night of the Phantom? And I ask that because it's not just an entertaining read that everybody is falling in love with and having a hard time putting down. They want to continue the story and finish the book. But you've got some messages out there like perception, revenge, consequences. What's it like touching people with not only a good story, but getting them thinking about some of these elements, some of the themes that are common in all of our lives?
It's very good. People have told me that they loved it, they enjoyed it, and they get a message out of it. And it makes me feel good. It makes me happy that all the work paid off, because that is my goal, like to have that person who feels lonely knowing that, no, you're not alone. There's someone there for you to keep trying, keep moving on.
Well, the book is excellently done. It's Night of the Phantom, Episode 1, by our guest on the program, Carlos Manuel Reynosa, R-E-Y-N-O-S-A. Book's available at Amazon, the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Carlos's Amazon site and get information on the book. Carlos, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success, the rave reviews you're getting with Night of the Phantom, Episode 1. Well, hopefully we'll stay in touch, and thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great experience.
It has been our pleasure having you with us. Carlos Reynosa, author of the book Night of the Phantom, Episode 1. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.